Well, the Gold Coast are off to a good start. Very good start indeed. 4-2, living up to the pre-season expectation of a team now in its fourth season that really should be, given the talent at their behest, starting to put some form on the park, and so they have done. But this week, at 4-2, they've got the next step. The next challenge is to really hunt down a spot in the eight and do so against quality opposition away from home. Dean Solomon. Of course, you remember Dean Solomon, tough footballer and much loved at a couple of clubs, joins us now from his new home on the Gold Coast, where he is an assistant coach. Good evening, Dean.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very well. This is, for me, a coming-of-age game for the Gold Coast. 4-2, without having done anything wrong, probably not anything that would really make people sit up and say they have arrived. If you were to win this weekend, though, all the chatter will be about the Gold Coast. It's that important. Is that how it's read up amongst the club?
Yeah. Look, it's probably a fair call to look at it like that. North Melbourne, they're in good shape. They're playing very good footy. And as we all know, they just had a massive win over in Perth against Freo, which everyone talks about is potentially the hardest travelling game at the moment in the competition. And and your comments are probably right about us. We are 4-2, but sitting sixth on the ladder. But internally, we don't probably believe we're playing like a six side should be playing. And just over the last two or three weeks, we just feel like our core game plan is just taking a step back. And we've really addressed that over the last couple of days. And traveling to Melbourne to play at Etihad, where we don't have a great record, we do understand this is a massive challenge, and we feel it's one we're up for.
Dean, can you enlighten us a little bit on that core game plan and perhaps what the elements were you really wanted to peel back and try and address over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's probably more the defensive side of the game, team defence. We felt that we made real inroads over the pre-season, and in particular probably the first three rounds, and we've just dropped away in some of the basic elements of that team defence, of the frontal pressure, and over the last 3 weeks. And in particular, it was really disappointing, probably the last quarter of the game against GWS this weekend is gone, but we really allowed them to get a bit of a run on and kick five of their 13 goals in the last quarter. So, we've drilled down a bit internally and had a look at it, and we feel that we've addressed it, and hopefully we can bring that to Melbourne.
You've been wonderfully served by Tom Nicholls since Zach Smith went down, but he's in doubt for this weekend. Is there a fallback?
He's sort of trained today. So we've got a main train session tomorrow. He'll get a chance to prove his fitness. And if he gets through, he'll play. He's very important to us. He's shown that, again, over the pre-season and so far this season, he's standing up and being a very important ruckman. With Zachy Smith being out with his knee, Tommy's really filled that void. So big Rory Thompson. He rucked for us last weekend, was very good. But obviously, we'd love Rory probably to settle down to centre-half back and get Tommy back into the middle as a ruckman.
Dean, as much as the youth of the midfield starting to catch up and assist Gary Ablett and co, so much excitement at the moment about the development of Sam Day and Tom Lynch and how they're suddenly able to work in tandem. 22 goals between them for the season, and seems like they're really about to start imposing themselves almost in a Revolt Kaczynski-like way.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. There's no doubt they have made some inroads so far this season. But we sort of knew that they're going to take time. You look at any key forward, and we look at Tom Hawkins, for example, and we use that analogy a lot up here. It takes a long time for these key forwards to really develop into their game and have the confidence and belief that they can make it at the level. Both Lynch and Day have really started to take their contested marks and just play with a bit more freedom and have a bit more self-belief about what they're doing. And hopefully that manifests really quickly and they become very, very key players for us.
I think people are now so focused on the draftees you've been able to bring in, they forget about some of those early building blocks and components of the list who, I'm sure, while their on-field products continuing to be remembered, people don't quite recognise what they do behind closed doors. Two guys in particular, Jared Harbrow and Greg Broughton, they're ones that I turn on, watch the Gold Coast Suns and go, oh, remember they've actually gone up there and gone from other clubs. Tell us about what they're bringing game day, but are they good teachers and getting the right habits into those younger guys around the club Monday to Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They, they weren't just bought in because they were very good players of you know, where they were playing at the time, but also we thoroughly sort of went through the list of opposition clubs and found out the guys who are good leaders and good teachers of the game. You know, Greg, obviously coming out of the Fremantle system, Jared Harbrow, who is, you know, playing very good football, and you forget he's only 24 or 25 years of age himself. So, you know, he's taken a lot of players under his wing and has taught a lot. Tom Murphy from Hawthorn has been sensational as well. You know, guys like Nathan Bock, who unfortunately with his injury and, you know, he's been a massive loss on field, but off field he's been a great educator to a lot of younger guys as well. So those guys have you know, almost been an extension of the coaching staff for us, having so many young players to educate. Coming out of the under-18 system, they've been definitely worth their value, that's for sure.
We've been given a great insight into Gold Coast from assistant coach Dean Solomon. Dean, I got a sense after the game against GWS that Guy McKenna was upping the ante a little bit. He was saying that the midfield's up and running with Harley Bunnell to come back into the side, that the team is in a phase... Well, he certainly backed his midfield, saying it's one of the better midfields in the competition and no one would disagree, but just got a sense that he was sort of saying to the rest of the comp and probably to the team as well, you know what, we're not kids anymore, we're part of the mix.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He you know, Bluey's really excited about, he can see his midfield's really starting to take shape. You know, he really understands, and our midfielders really understand. We've still got a lot to learn. To really, you know, earn our stripes in the AFL competition. Yeah, look, we really are, you know, taking the shackles off. It is our fourth year, as you guys mentioned earlier. We're really coaching these guys like men now and AFL players. In the first one or two and a half years, you know, you probably give them a little bit of excuses here and there, whereas now they're actually being coached like men and the expectation has been risen, you know, highly. Internally in the club, and you know, we expect a lot of those players now. They've got up around that 50 game mark each, and we truly believe they understand what the game requires. And if they don't meet the standards that we're after, they know the consequences. So, yeah, just not with our midfield. It's our whole side, it's our whole club, the whole list. You know, coaching them like men and AFL players, and we want to see some results reasonably quickly.
And you're also selecting them like men in the first three seasons. There was certainly one eye on making sure that you weren't burning players out, a lot of changes from week to week, but now I'm pretty sure it's very much a case of this is our best team and you need to play well to stay in it.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's our attitude. You know, we had some young draftees from this year in Cade and Sean Lemons, whose form were, throughout the preseason was sensational. And you know, we had guys who had been here for 2 or 3 years playing in that defender's role and in the back line, but because those two young kids had the form, we chose to go with those guys, and they've been brilliant 6 games in. So you're absolutely right, and I think that's the attitude we've had and we have to have. You're going to be picked on form and only form, and if you're not in form, you go back to our reserve side and you work on your game and your craft and you reach certain standards until you come back in.
Gary Ablett will turn 30 in a fortnight, Solly. How long can he potentially play on for, given we're seeing what Brent Harvey's doing at 36 at the moment?
Yeah, it's a great question. You'd love to see a guy and a player like Gary just to go forever. You know, like Boomer Harvey, they're just a pleasure to watch. You love watching guys like that, and it's great for the AFL. I don't think anyone can honestly answer the question, how long. I'd love to see him go for another 5, 6 years and be like Boomer, be great for the Gold Coast, be great for AFL, but the longer he can play for us, obviously the better, and the better for the game as well.
And you head to Etihad Stadium, which has not been a great venue for the players. It's just, there will be so many ticks, there's so many boxes that you need to tick along the way, and I guess one of them is not only the travel, but also getting their minds around very different playing surfaces and conditions.
Absolutely, and as you said, and you know, our record isn't great at Etihad, and we're fully addressing that right now, and our players are fully aware of that. And what I like about that is it makes them actually quite hungry and quite motivated to get down there and perform well. And we played 2 games there last year, and we're very disappointed in the results we've produced. So You're right. It's all foreign, you know, territory as we go and we grow as a club. But we've got to tick all these boxes as we go really quickly if we want to achieve what we want to achieve really, really, really quickly.
Dean, the coach today threw the full weight of his support behind Carmichael Hunt. Can you tell us what sort of bloke Carmichael is and how he is around the club?
Yeah, look, yeah. Carmichael Hunt is an absolute pleasure to coach. He's an absolute great human being, great man. I remember reading before I ever met Carmichael Hunt, Wayne Bennett quoting, he's one of the most coachable players that he ever coached. And, I can second that as a guy who's been an assistant coach and had a fair bit to do with him. He's an absolute pleasure to coach. He just wants to learn. He craves knowledge. He's so humble for a guy who's achieved so much in sport in Australia. And, he probably has every right to have a bit of an ego, but he's quite the opposite. He actually... He's the kind of guy that has a chip on his shoulder the whole time. So he's chip on his shoulder. He just wants to achieve more, and he wants to, you know, prove that he can make it at this level in AFL. And he works hard, and he's a great guy, absolutely great guy.
Have you ever sat him down and showed him the Solly highlight reel with everything included? Because I reckon he'd like
that'd
it.
That'd go for about 2 seconds, I reckon.
Oh no, seconds. I'm talking about everything, and I reckon he'd certainly understand why you played so much football and so much great football.
Yeah, I know. Look, no, I haven't. I haven't sat him down. And once I sort of retired, I put all my career behind me pretty quickly. And, half the guys up here are so young now. You just, they don't even remember you playing or anything like that. So that's actually quite an asset because, some of the mistakes you used to make and being undisciplined at times, all these guys forget about that. So it's sort of do what I say, not what I did.
Dean, how's Jack Martin travelling in his recovery from the injury he copped in round one?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, really good. We had a report today. We went through the complete list, the injury list, this afternoon, actually. And Jack's really ahead of schedule. They're potentially hoping maybe in another eight to 10 weeks that he might be back out there, which is a great result. And, everyone's looking forward to getting Jack back out there and getting him playing AFL and watching him play because he is a treat to watch, and he's also a great kid, and he's going to be a very good player. It's just very unfortunate, obviously, with that injury, but he's tracking along nicely. He's doing everything he possibly can to get back, and we can't wait.
And how are you enjoying life on the Gold Coast, Dean? I mean, there weren't too many beaches in Broken Hill.
There wasn't. No, you're right.
It was a fair drive to the beach. I thought it was, yeah.
About 5.5 hours to Adelaide was our beach time, but... No, I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. I've loved the experience of, obviously being at Essendon and then across to Fremantle and, 1 year as a development coach over there. And then to get the experience of being assistant coach with this group, I've thoroughly enjoyed that. Working with, obviously Bluey, senior coach, Matty Primus now, who was a senior coach, Bob O'Reilly, who was a senior coach in his own right a couple of years back also. So a really experienced coaching group around me. I've really learned a lot really quickly and feel really comfortable. I'm really enjoying what we're striving for, and I couldn't be happier right now.
Can tell it in your voice, Dean. Sounds like the assignment suits the man. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. It's going to be a really interesting game of football. North need consistency in their performances. They'd be looking for a win, and of course Gold Coast would make a big step forward in their development. Well, forget development. It'd just be a very good win for your club, so all the best.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Dean Solomon there of the Gold Coast Suns.